All right, everybody, Dark Horse Live, episode 101. Welcome. I'm here tonight alone. Caesar's in New York City. So welcome to the program. I'm going to hand trim this so I can smoke it. Running a little bit late, like always. But yeah, excuse my, I don't know what you call this, work. Excuse me as I work in pod so I can get high and smoke this nugget. All right, real quick, let's go to something that happened. I think it was like a week ago, but let's talk about it. All right.
What the actual fuck did you just say to me right now?
Okay. What in the actual fuck? Okay, for the seventh time, seven fucking times, the House of Representatives in the United States has passed a safe banking bill, Safe Bank Act, so that cannabis dispensaries and grows and everybody in the industry can go get a fucking bank account. Seven fucking times they've sent this shit over. Last year they sent it over under the Department of Defense bill. In the last minute, the 11th hour, they withdrew the cannabis safe banking part from it and pushed the DOD bill through. All the bombs and warplanes and all that bullshit. But apparently we can't get a bank for fucking cannabis dispensaries or industry, which is fucking ridiculous. So I don't know. I implore you to fuck. I mean, what the fuck can you do? We got these old ass fucking senators, two from every fucking state, like ancient fucking no term limits sitting in there. Never going to pass this shit. It seems to be Republican. I don't want to be fucking political on this show, but it seems to be the Republicans that block it every fucking time, which is fucking strange. You're the party of business, right? Like, why the fuck are you blocking the safe banking bill? It makes no sense. And the senator here, Cory Gardner, whoever the fuck the guy is here, sorry, I'm fucking his name up, but he's the guy that's been introducing this bill seven fucking times. So yeah, after the seventh fucking time, now it's back in the House of, the Senate. It's past the House, it's back over to the Senate again, and we will see if these dumb dipshits motherfuckers will live in the 21st century and pass cannabis banking. Because what this would do, it would change everything. It would open up fucking loans, so you can go to a bank and get a loan for a business. It would stop effectively about 75% taxation of every fucking dollar to be in this industry. People don't believe that, but that is fucking true. It's about 75% tax to be in this industry because of a little thing called 280E, which we've talked about on this program before. But essentially, if the government deems your income to be from a federally illegal source, then you cannot write that income off. So yeah, good luck making any fucking money in cannabis while 280E is active and while the dipshits in the Senate will not pass a safe banking bill. Okay, so what in the actual fuck, the United States Senate? All right, here we go. So tonight on the show, we're gonna talk about cannabis investing, or basically just the current state of cannabis and why I personally think getting involved in cannabis right now, investing in cannabis right now, is stupid AF. It really is. Now, before I even start down this fucking rant, let me just say, I don't want to like shit on anyone's dreams. If you have a dream to be in cannabis, then follow that dream. Please do. We need more people like you, okay? So I don't want to shit on anyone's dreams, but I'm just going to tell you how the fuck it really is, all right? So here's the deal with cannabis businesses. Everybody you know seems to think cannabis businesses are fucking flourishing and make a shit ton of money, right? Every millionaire investor out there fucking sitting in his high horse is looking down like, I need to get involved in this green rush of cannabis, right? You couldn't be more fucking wrong if you... I don't know, if you tried. You couldn't be more fucking wrong. So here's what's going on. All right, so you have, let's just put it this way. If you want to get in cannabis right now as a new startup, a younger person, or whatever it may be, and you're looking to get into the field, you're never going to fucking make it. I hate to poop on your fucking party, but you're never going to fucking make it unless you want to build something the size of 15 fucking football fields, greenhouses, massive. I mean, massive. How much is that going to fucking cost? I'll tell you. $300 million fucking dollars. Do you have $300 million fucking dollars? Because you're not going to make it if you don't. Straight up, you won't. Like, you will not make it in this bullshit if you don't have like $300-400 million fucking dollars to go build the biggest shit in the world so that you can turn around and be the largest cannabis farm in America and pat yourself on the back and grow a bunch of bullshit and send it into the fucking marketplace and destroy the fucking market. But it's not even those guys that are the problem. What I'm going to tell you, you might not believe, but the problem is dispensaries. If you don't know who I am, if you're new to this show, I've owned 3 dispensaries in the past in Seattle, LA, Denver. I started like the 5th dispensary or 8th dispensary in this entire fucking state of Colorado. I know a little bit of something about dispensaries. I own a MIP lab. I own OPCs. I have 4 or 5 licenses in Colorado right now. I know exactly with my pulse is, or I got my finger on the pulse of this shit exactly. I know exactly what the fuck's going on. So, so like I said, unless you're willing to build something massive, right? That's the only way I see potentially you having any success. But you're not going to own that. You're going to own that with a group of fucking douchebags. But more to my point, why is the dispensary the problem, not the large-scale grow? Because the dispensary was forced to get vertically integrated in Colorado and many other states, and they said, through regulation, 2011, you must grow all your own product, 75% of your own product, 80% of your own product, whatever the fuck that bullshit was. So everyone got vertically integrated, started growing their own weed. Then the bigger farms came out. And dispensaries decided it's cheaper to buy weed from the bigger farms than it is to grow our own weed. Why be vertically integrated anymore when we can buy pounds for $200, $300, $400, $500, $600? Why the fuck grow it, right? So the problem is it's the dispensary owner who's willing to go out and buy bullshit weed, charge the exact same fucking price you did when you grew it, $30, $40, $50 an eighth, whatever the fuck. And then you're going to turn around and try to make all that money in the middle because you're greedy as fuck. And what's going to happen to you, dispensary owner, guy, team, group? You're going to fucking destroy the market to the point where there's nothing fucking left. So all you're going to do is go buy the cheapest pounds you can find, right? From everyone who's fire selling shit out as the on their way out of business. What happens to every small farmer, independent, not massive, indoor grow, Denver, Colorado? They're going to be completely fucked. Anything from 5, 6, 7,000 square feet or above, you know, you're completely fucked. And below, you're completely fucked. There's no fucking way. So I ask you, Sir Chad Suit, dispensary owner, dumb fuck, what the fuck are you going to do when there's no more good weed at all in the market? And there's only 3 giant mega fucking grows that you can buy your weed off. What are you going to do? Just keep fucking sucking that tit? Because you're dumb as fuck. You don't know how to grow weed. You're buying shit fucking weed. You're trying to pass that fucking greedy profit off, you know, off to the consumer. And we have the dumbest consumers we've ever fucking had anymore. Like 10 years ago, they were smart. Now they are dumb as fuck. They're dumb as fuck. They walk in there looking at fucking THC, pretty labels, hype train fucking strains they saw on the Instagram. Fuck, it has to be crystally and trikey. You're fucking dumb. It doesn't have to be crystally and trikey. It has to taste fucking good. Tastes good. Number one thing. None of these motherfuckers' weeds taste good. You dumb sons of bitches. You're out here literally fucking serving up bullshit and trying to pass it off to the next guy. Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Why? Because it looks good? Y'all buy weed on the way it looks because you're dumb as fuck. You shouldn't even look at it. If weed looks good, shout out the white strain. You know how many motherfuckers think the white is the shit? The white is dog shit. The white is dog shit. It's covered in trikes. It's all it fucking is. It's a breeding staple. It's a breeding backbone. It has no fucking flavor. It's dog shit. I can put it on a shelf. You can put it at somewhere at 19, 20% THC. You guys are flipped the fuck out because, oh, look at this shit. It's pretty. You don't fucking understand that good fucking weed has to be flushed, cured. Like, dude, what the? Like, come on now. But again, back to my point. Why investing in cannabis is stupid as fuck. So say you're just a guy who's like, you know, I want to invest some of my money into this cannabis thing. It looks like it's blowing up. I see billions of dollars of cannabis sales, you know, in this state alone, in every state. I need to get involved in this. So you throw in $100,000, $20,000, $50,000, whatever the fuck it may be. Now you're a fucking minority 0.001 owner. You have zero fucking control. You can't fucking steer the direction of this company. And look, let's just look at the mega fucking guys, the biggest fucking guys. They're literally laying off tons of people because they're publicly traded companies. So they'll do whatever the fuck they can to show earnings every quarter. That's all they have to do is show earnings every quarter before they go out. Some Van Blazarian bullshit over and over again where you get millions of dollars together, squander it like a fucking moron, and then you build fucking a massive grow, which you don't even understand how to grow. You don't understand genetics, and you just fuck the whole thing up for everybody. But I don't have a problem with you, because you should cut your own throat doing this shit and go away. Because no one should want to buy that fucking wheat. Nobody wants that weed, except for the dumbass dispensary owner who's like, fuck this. Why should I pay fucking... I've had people tell me to my face, why should I pay $3,200 for 17% THC Skittles? Are you out of your fucking mind? I look at him right back in the face. You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. You don't understand this business. You should have never been in this business. The only reason you're fucking here is because you have too much fucking money to, which you don't know what to do with. But more than that, this is just fucked up in the current market. So we've seen cannabis crash, right? We've seen cannabis go from $3,000 a pound down to $200 fucking dollars a pound, $50 a pound last week. $50 a pound. So let's move on to the next thing. Regulation. Regulation is complete fucking utter bullshit. They don't give a fuck about regulating shit. They want money. They just want your money. And you know what a regulator is? A fucking pit stop for somebody who wants to be a consultant in this business trying to make six fucking grand or six figures. It's fucking bullshit. You know how many med people stay at the med? They don't fucking stay at the med. They go there and work there for six fucking months and move the fuck on to the next person. If the med gave a fuck about the industry and the regulating the industry, they wouldn't have passed out 9 million fucking licenses, got the thing completely oversaturated, just so that they can, you know, continue to get license renewal money off people. Here's a fucking perfect example. I've talked about Cam on this fucking podcast before. Cam was on Broadway, a hugely famous dispensary in Colorado, did mega money, huge shop. They fucking photoshopped a license right next door and sold rec weed illegal as fuck. Caught the person, and you would think if any fucking shop would be fucking pulled, the license revoked and never allowed to use again, right? Nope. They forced her to sell it. She sold it for $4 million, dude. $4 million. Why did the state do that? So that they could keep fucking tax revenue out of this one location that was busy, knowing that if they pulled the license, it's a grandfathered in location, which would have never been allowed to have another shop open anywhere near it or that location again. So they could either burn the address or keep the revenue flowing and let fucking somebody go to jail for like 6 to 8 months and sell their shop for $4 million and you just keep it fucking rolling. It's bullshit. Furthermore, there is a thing in this state where you're not allowed to sell fucking product for less than it costs to produce. Where the fuck are you on that one? We got people selling pounds for $50. It costs $300 to test a pound. Where the fuck you at? You don't regulate shit. You're just looking for fucking paychecks or to hold a job for 6 months to move on to the next fucking job. Every fucking med president or whatever the fuck they're called, commissioner, chief, whatever the fuck it is, has gone on to work for companies like MedMen or whatever the fuck. It's just a pit stop to your next fucking career. Fuck you. You have done nothing to help us. Nothing. Except fucking take money at every fucking turn. So regulation is complete fucking bullshit. Markets crash because you cease to regulate it in any fucking way. Now, I'm just going to be frank. I don't know one fucking millionaire in this business. I've been doing this since 2014. I don't know one fucking millionaire. Like, or not even 14, 2008. I know one guy who sold a shop in 2011 for like close to $1 million, moved to fucking moved to Costa Rica and surfs every day. He did it right. Genius. Shout out to Nectar. I know another dipshit Chad who just sold his 7 dispensaries and made like $2-3 million and drives around a fucking Corvette. Okay. So where's the millionaires? Where's all the guys that are supposed to be making fucking tons of money? More what's happening is everybody borrowed millions of dollars and they can't pay the shit back. They can't pay it back. They might not be telling you. It might not be reported. Dispensaries are closing every fucking day. Grows are closing every day. People are defaulting on fucking loans every fucking day. And these loans also 27% interest rate, goddamn fucking shark loans. Like no one's going to make it in that. So you got shark investors, you got bullshit regulators, like you got fucking mega money coming in with a plan to sell pot so fucking cheap that everyone else goes out of business and they're the only one left. And then maybe they can raise the price, but the only thing you're going to be left at your shop is shit ass fucking weed. So dispensaries will die entirely when it becomes entirely fulfilled by 2 or 3 horrible, horrible fucking gardens that are massive, that can produce pot for like $20 a fucking pound and get away with that shit. But so you see a lot of people is just like, fuck this. I'm just going to hop to the next market, right? You can't hop to the next market. Say you're a guy who wants to invest in cannabis. You find $1 million somehow. You get a license. You start going. Pounds are $50. You're never going to be able to pay them back. What the fuck are you going to do? Let's go to Oklahoma. You can't transfer a license. You can't move. Where you pick your spot to set up is where you're fucking stuck. I mean, a lot of people try to keep fucking moving, keep it moving. Everybody in Oklahoma who's struggling now, they're all going to fucking Mississippi. So you can play that fucking carpetbagger game where you just keep going to the next fucking city and the next city and the next city. But if you truly want to set something up and truly invest in something, you pick your spot, you build your Taj Mahal, you go to work, and then you're stuck with what you're stuck with. So again, I sound probably pretty fucking negative and shitty. I don't want to, this is something I made a post on my IG a while back where it was like, you know, a lot of people claim that they grew cannabis when it was illegal. But how many people are going to claim that they grow cannabis when it has no value? And that's where we are now. You really have to love cannabis to be involved in it at this point. It's not for money, I assure you. It's not for money. So, again, if you love cannabis and you want a career, you want to build something, you want your own company, you want to invest, whatever it may be, I'm not trying to shit on your dreams, but I'm going to tell you the raw truth. The only thing that works is mega farms. And those mega farms, like, they're not making it. They're literally not making it. They can't afford to run those mega farms. The bigger you are, the harder you fall. And the big guys are falling like crazy right now. So as a smaller guy, you might think, well, Jay, what about craft, right? There's always going to be craft. And I will always be able to find, you know, there will always be someone who wants to buy fire fucking weed, right? Like, well, maybe. But the thing is, will the dispensary owner buy your fucking weed to put it in the shop? You got to fucking suck his dick to get it in the shop to get it to your customer. And that's the truth. Some bullshit going on. So, yes, there is craft brands, and I'll just be totally frank. Dark Horse ain't going nowhere. I'll be selling my fucking 10 to 15 pounds in the market forever. I don't give a fuck. I'm not even nervous about it. I'm just mad about what the industry actually has become. Good brands like 710 and Snacksland and fucking Bloom County and shit that's really doing well in Colorado, that's, you know, high quality brands, they will stick around because they know how to grow good fucking weed. They will stick around, but it's the way cannabis is now. You got to know where the drop day is at the drop time. You got to go stand in fucking line to go get one of the 400 or 500 aids that are there because everything else in the store is bullshit. It's horrible. It's bullshit, horrible fucking weed. It is. And they're buying it for $200 to $50 a fucking pound. And then they're selling it to you for $25 to $50 a fucking eighth. You need to demand better. You need to demand better in your shops. And you need to fucking hold these dispensary owners accountable because dispensary owners are the ones who are ruining the fucking business. Because if they bought the highest quality weed and passed it on to their patients and let the market do the talking, then we'd have fucking high quality cannabis on the shelves. But no, they're buying the cheapest fucking weed they can find at all costs. Cheapest. Just give me the cheapest weed. Just like, you know, some people walk into dispensaries and say, give me the highest THC weed. You're a dipshit. And you know what else is a dipshit? The dispensary owner that says, just give me the cheapest weed. You're a fucking dipshit too. So, but yeah, I say, I've never met a millionaire in this business. People seem to think, me and all my friends and everyone else, we have millions of dollars. No, we don't. We have millions of dollars in debt. I look at a guy on the street holding a cup of quarters, asking for change. And I look at him and go, that guy has fucking whatever, fucking $4.37 more than I do in life right now because I'm sitting behind a negative fucking multi-million dollar loan that, you know, we're going to have to end up paying out. But it's different situations for everybody in the way you sit. And I don't think that people thought the bottom of cannabis would fall out so fast the way it fucking did. But when you have the inflation go up, cannabis prices don't stay with it. All of a sudden, everything costs more. Cannabis costs less. Shops start closing all over the fucking place. What's left? You know what's around the corner? Legalization. They fucking destroyed the value of cannabis before they made it legal. And I believe it happened on purpose. I believe it happened on purpose in the sense that they knew what they were doing. It's a lot easier to regulate Monsanto than it is to regulate 837 bros that run dispensaries. So they just wanted a Monsanto to fuck with. And they got it. They definitely got it. They got fucking five of them. And they run everything. And when I look at dispensary owners, literally, I don't see the mom and pop dispensary owner anymore. It doesn't exist. You know what exists? The chain owner. The guy who owns 27 fucking stores. And he's a fucking asshole. That's what it is now. So you don't get to walk in and see, you know, Bob who fucking loves cannabis and he started a shop and he's, you know, that dude sold 8 years ago. He's so fucking gone. You want to know what's left? Assholes. Bunch of assholes who give no fucks about cannabis, only give a fuck about their bottom line. And their bottom line is pitiful anyway because they're all going out of fucking business. Watch them all go out of business slowly over time and watch cannabis fucking fall apart. Then there'll probably be a resurgence where you'll have good cannabis again come back because people demand it. But right now, if you don't demand good cannabis, you're gonna get what you get because this shit is fucking garbage. And it's not just Colorado I'm talking about. I'm talking about Washington, California, Oregon, Chicago, Michigan, Oklahoma. It's all bullshit. I go everywhere. I travel all over the place. Yes, there's exceptions to the rule. Yes, there are people who do okay in this business. I'm one. I love my job. I make a little bit of money, and I'm cool with it. I love it. I don't even want shit to change too much, but I don't want to see the whole thing fucking fall apart. And the reason I'm doing this podcast is because I'm like, I know there's people out there that would like, I'll trade positions with you right fucking now. I understand that. But I'm telling you, be careful about what you're getting yourself into here because the bottom fell out. There ain't no way to win. It's just a career now. And I love my career. I'm happy with my career. But no, you know, it ain't what you thought it was. The Green Rush is officially fucking dead. It's over. Yeah. So, sorry, that was a rant. I don't know how I got on a rant, but that's a rant. And that's my thoughts on cannabis investing. As far as stocks, get the fuck out of here. Are you shitting me? Don't invest in any cannabis stocks. It's a fucking horrible idea. Horrible idea. You're not going to see a fucking Tesla-style stock take off in cannabis. Tweed or Canopy or any of these other fucking horrible investments. Horrible fucking investments. They are. And I think I saw Sir Dirty in the chat here talking about he's got a 401k from one of his last grows. Dude, you're the complete... you know, exception to the rule. There is no 401ks. There is no retirement. There is no bullshit. The raw truth is, I think Chick-fil-A is hiring at $25 an hour right now. I pay my trimmers 20. I pay my grow help 20 bucks an hour. You can make more money working at Chick-fil-A than you can come and work for me right now. And that's the fucking truth. So no, there is no money. There is no retirement plans. There is no packages. There is none of that bullshit. There's only people who are looking to increase their sales. And why is the only thing that they care about increasing their sales? I don't know if you've ever seen The Profit or whatever on CNBC, the guy who takes one look at your QuickBooks and he's like, well, this is what you need to do. You know what they need to do? Get their sales up. Why do they want their sales up? So they can turn around and get a 10 times evaluation when they sell to the next larger company. It's not about quality cannabis. It's not about even giving good jobs. It's not about any of that shit. It's about trying to show as much revenue as you fucking can. It doesn't even matter at the price point. Or even truly, you know, the revenue. If you can turn around and say, I sold 7,000 pounds, every fucking 3 months last year. Some big-ass company is going to look at that and go, well, he's only selling them for $50 a pound, but fuck, we'll get more. We'll grow better weed. We'll acquire this. So you get a bunch of fucking assholes who are treating this shit like it's fucking blue chip stocks and they're trying to fucking manipulate the market and fucking, yeah. I want to puke. I love cannabis. I love it passionately. And I love fucking my job, but I fucking can't stand half the people I have to work with. I can't. And I see bad shit happening. I see a crash. I see a fall. I think cannabis will be completely fucked. For the first time in the history of Colorado, we're seeing people turn their licenses back in rather than fucking sell them to the next sucker. Because that's what it was. It was a revolving door of suckers. And now the suckers have finally started to figure out this is stupid as fuck. Everyone who's ever invested in this shit loses their ass. Everyone. So maybe I shouldn't do this. You know. And now all of a sudden licenses are being turned in rather than sold to the next chump. So it's like that tells you something. Licenses are shrinking. The number of places are shrinking. Probably good for business. But at the same time, like, you know, at 50% of all licenses in the state have been in a state of transfer to a new owner for like the past 8 years. It is nothing other than a revolving fucking door of people who show up with $100,000. And your $100,000 ain't going to make it. It ain't going to make it. Unless you come to the table with some super fire fucking shit, you stand out, you have a brand, you have a name, you build a brand, you build a name. But even then, welcome to my world. I have a brand, I have a name. I do okay. I'm not bitching about Dark Horse and their revenue and what we're doing. I'm not bitching, but I'm just saying, I'm the fucking unicorn And there's like six of us. There's like six of us. And that's Colorado. I don't know what nationwide. I think there's more nationwide when you talk about owner operators who give a fuck. I think of like Archive in Portland. He owns his own store. He gives a fuck. You know what I mean? Dark Horse owns their own shit in Colorado. We give a fuck how we put it out. Like, but no. You probably would be stunned if I showed you a lineup of all the actual owners of all these actual shops. They're complete fucking douchebags. Complete fucking douchebags. Who came from the world of finance or real estate or fucking accountants. Can't tell you how many fucking accountants I know own cannabis businesses. Fucking dickheads. Anyway. All right, so there's my rant. I gotta fucking cool it down before I get super pissed off. Let me get a drink, pack this bowl, which I've been trying to smoke. 32 minutes. I don't know what I'm gonna do for the next half hour. But fire off some questions in the chat. Sorry, I didn't really plan the show super well. We don't have a moderator. If you guys have any questions about the industry, cannabis industry, if you think I'm being negative or if you think I'm wrong, let me know in the chat and we'll chat about it. In Michigan, legal dispos are bringing in BM and selling it at rock bottom. That's another thing. I don't really talk about it too much, but yeah, black market also suffers. But you also get a large amount of fucking huge grows that just push to the black market when the legal market falls apart. Like, that was never the plan. And I don't give a fuck what you do, but that was never the plan. You shouldn't have to fucking invest millions of dollars into a legal grow so you can turn around and put it out the back door. What am I smoking on? Skittles, as always, my friend. Global trade. Any word on updates on that at all? Dude, I think that might be one of the saviors, Sir Dirty, is like, if we can export, this is funny you mentioned that because I had a call with a cannabis company in Canada, a very large cannabis company in Canada, one of the biggest. And they told me that my strain, the Garlic Z, is their number one strain. They sent me pictures of 100,000 plants growing in mega greenhouses, and they look beautiful. And they said, just so you know, your strain is the number one exported strain to Australia for the medical program. We have an export license. So Canada exports to Australia for the medical program. The Garlic Z is the number one exported strain to Australia, which is cool, right? Except they named it Topaz 25 because the marketing people, this is what I'm talking about, the marketing people were like, Garlic Z? What the fuck? No, that's a bad name. We'll call it Topaz 25. First of all, dumbass, Garlic Z explains what the fuck it is. It's GMO to Skittles. Garlic Z. Anyone with half a fucking brain that gives a fuck about cannabis will hear Garlic Z and know exactly what the fuck they're buying. Anyone who buys Topaz 25 has no fucking clue. No fucking clue. But I do wonder if on a nationwide level, like legalization on a nationwide level, United States, would then open up export to state, right? So if I can then grow my cannabis in Denver, Colorado, and sell pounds to 20 different shops all across America, would help tremendously. But my fear is that'll never happen. What will happen is you'll see some sort of shift when legalization happens to either Schedule 2 or some way that they create a tax stamp that says it's legal to cultivate, but they're only going to give that tax stamp to the 5 or 6 mega Monsanto farms we have. That's what I think. That is exactly what I think. I don't think we'll ever see a day where I will be FedExing my pot to Boston, Massachusetts to be sold in a dispensary. I think some mega corporation will, with a special fucking lobbyist and special tax stamp and a federal fucking permission to do that. But to get that federal, it'd be like federal firearm manufacturing or some shit. It's going to be a really tricky license to get. That's what I feel. Louisiana's medical program is a complete joke. They have 2 grows for the whole state. The stores are selling trash flower for about 120 for 7 grams. It's a fucking joke. You're right. That is a joke. Why the fuck would you have 2 grows for the whole state, which monopolizes it all? They don't have to grow quality. They have no incentive to grow quality. All right, guys, let's talk about, you keep asking your questions, I'll keep looking. But let's talk about free shit. Free shit last week. The 100th episode, we gave away a ton of free shit. I think I emailed everyone back, but if you sent me an email on the 100th episode and you won something and you didn't like put it in capital bold, like, I won this, I won the name game, I won this wheel spin, I won the whatever, I didn't see it, because there's like 700, 800, 900 emails in there, and it has to stand out for me to see it. Sorry. Like, so if you didn't hear from me and you won something, please email me back, super capital letters, bold, fucking whatever, Jason, you missed me, I won this, you know, let me know, because I want to make sure everyone got it. I think everyone got their emails back, the tracking numbers, they should have went out yesterday morning, so it took me forever to get it done. I apologize. But I do have one announcement I was going to do on the show. The winner of the light. The winner of the Grower's Choice 720 ROIE LED light is NPK Kingdom. NPK Kingdom. 210. NPK Kingdom 210. Check your email. I emailed you back right before the show. You are the winner. Congratulations to Mr. NPK Kingdom. I hope you're from America. It has to be in the United States. If you're not from America, we'll pick another. But I hope you're watching, dude. Hope you're watching MPK Kingdom 210. You just won. All right, everybody. We'll do one more free shit pack here in a minute, but I'm just going to see if I can pull one more question out of here. VA went backwards. They reinstated possession. Anything over 4 ounces? So over 4 ounces, you got fucking criminal charges. Fucking ridiculous. Still using Age Old? Yes, I am. Still love it. Is Dark Horse next going to do a few more lines of F2s? Right now, we have a shit ton of F2s out. Flip this one. Go to cbazaar.com and check it out. We have Bruce Banner S2s, Strawberry Shortcake S2s, King Banner F2s. And yeah, there's more. There's Savage Hulk F2s. I think the most F2s I've ever had in my life are available right now. Excited for the Grape Smash. That is a great strain. You're going to love it. All right. When is DH going to do more fem drops? I'm working on one right now, but it probably won't come out till Christmas. Raffle prizes go out. They did the raffle. Yeah, raffle should have went out. First class mail, so it wasn't priority. It took a little longer. But everyone should have got that by now. If you didn't get your raffle ticket pack, hit us up. Is the seed business profitable? Seed business is a good business still. Not in the industry. So if you want to go to the, like, make seeds, and I do, and we do okay with it, but it's not how I make my, it's not how I pay my rent or pay my employees. But we make seeds in the industry and sell them in Metric, and I sell them to new grows and all that stuff. That is not very profitable. That is something I do to do because I enjoy it, and I want to be the guy that puts seeds into the legal Metric. But as far as, you know, making seeds, selling them online, all that stuff, that could be a very, very profitable business still, yes. It's all about demand. You got to have the good shit. I think I bought the wrong raffle. If you bought a raffle from the regular side, there was no free shit. Have you seen the crypto market lately? It parallels the cannabis industry. Crypto market is completely falling the fuck apart. Luckily for myself, I've never been that invested in crypto. We've taken crypto in the past. I've had like one or two Bitcoins at one point in the past, and I just cash them out immediately. And I'm just like, I think about that. I'm like, motherfucker. I literally cashed out like 200 grand or some dumb shit. But I didn't know, and I cashed it out for, at the time, whatever the fuck it was worth, a few $1,000 or something. But yeah. Yeah, crypto, I don't know. I do think crypto is going to be strong in the future, though, because I think the United States dollar, the euro, the Canadian dollar, all these dollars, even the Australian dollar, they're all going to be fucking worthless by, like, Christmas. I really believe that. I believe that the global economy is falling the fuck apart. Logistics is falling the fuck apart. Inflation is fucking crazy. And yeah, I don't know what's wrong with the world, but it's headed downward spiral at the moment. Homegirls will take over, forcing trash to dispose to change. Exactly, Jacob Tilly. Exactly. This is why I encourage everyone to grow at home. Grow your own fucking weed. Fuck these dispos. Even though I technically need to sell weed to these dispos to stay alive, so I want you to buy it at the dispo to support Dark Horse. But really, truly, fuck that. Grow your own fucking weed. Grow better weed. Then you can laugh at these fucking dispos when you drive past them. And be like, are you fucking kidding me? I would never set foot in that shit. I got fire in my basement. And that's the smartest way to go. And that goes back to what I said. How many people are going to grow weed when it has no value? If you love cannabis, if you need cannabis, if it's medicine to you, if it's a sacrament to you, if it's a part of your life, you're going to continue to grow cannabis and you're going to love it and you're going to see no change in your life at all. But if you rely on dispensaries to get medicine, it's time to start thinking about a change. It really is. It's time. And that's another reason why Dark Horse is rolling out a new product idea, which is going to be a direct, like Dollar Shave Club, like direct to consumer delivery service in Denver, Colorado, subscription service where we bring you an ounce every 2 weeks or whatever the fuck it's going to be to your door in a humidor, fancy pants, probably some butlerish guy in a suit or something. I'm going to take it up a notch. I love cannabis. I want it to be represented the right way. So we'll do that ourselves in Colorado and fuck these dispos. I don't need them. I mean, granted, if you carry our product, I appreciate it. If you currently carry our product, I'll say this. If you know where my flower is in Colorado, which is only in 6 to 12 stores, they pay a premium for it. They do. They pay a premium for it. That's why I love them. And you should support people who pay premium prices for flower. If you walk into a dispo and you don't see any good brands, you just see deli-style weed for days, walk the fuck out. Brands is what's going to fucking save cannabis. High-quality brands that give a fuck. And we're going to have to control our price points and demand the dispensary owners basically pay. And the only way we can demand is by... It's the funny thing about Skittles is I couldn't get people to buy it. And then I got a couple shops to buy it. And then it started flying off the shelf. And then they started calling me back. More Skittles, more Skittles, more Skittles. Dude, everyone loves this shit. I can't keep it in stock. More Skittles. Yeah. Because I had to prove it to you. I have to prove it to you because you're too fucking dumb. And it's just like, man. So, yeah, support the brands that are the high-quality brands. And just know, I'm not getting $60, $70 an eighth. Nah. Getting like $15 to $20 an eighth. And they're selling it to you for like 60 or 70. What the fuck? Granted, 30% of that is tax or some other bullshit, right? But yeah, I don't know. I would just say if you want to be in the industry, follow your dreams. You can do it. Work for somebody. You can totally do it. There is decent jobs in the industry. You can still get a job and love your life and love your career, be happy every day, work with plants, smoke fire cannabis, and do all of that. But if you have a dream, like I had a dream to... I don't know. Dana White to weed the shit, you're done. No fucking chance. Unless you got a huge group of money. And good luck sitting on the head of that. You're never going to sit on the head of that. The head of that board is the biggest douchebag of all time. And you're never going to sit on the head of that board. You never have any input, any control. And yeah. And if you're thinking about throwing some money into a business, I wouldn't right now. I'm not saying forever, but I wouldn't right now. Haven't been in the dispo in 2 years. Had my med card for a month. Local dispo shut down, upgraded to cultivation, and jumped in. First grow was better than the legal shit. That's right. Homegrown. That's right. Perpetual grow, good genetics, organic. See, listen to the chat, man. Listen to the chat. These guys know what the fuck is up. CSI said the ZS1 have some great plants. Can't find the real deal. That's not a bad idea. Check out CSI's ZS1. I'm pretty sure the Skittles guys are heated over that, but CSI does real work. Might want to grab that. But, all right, guys, let's go free shit. It's free! Tonight on the show, Reality Stone from Dark Horse Genetics, regular seed, Kim Jong-un to Skittles to Bitch Slap. So polyhybrid, 12 regular seeds, 8 to 10 week flower time. You want it? These are big buds, big plants. You want it? You want it? All right, how are you going to have to win it? DarkHorseGeneticsLive@gmail.com. And in the email line, write. I don't even know what I want to write. Something clever. Something clever. Write something clever. Just that. Don't write something clever. Write the exact words, something clever. All right? Something clever is in the subject line. And I will pick the, let's make it like 50th person. So do it right now. You might win. It's going to be someone who's watching the show live, guaranteed. But 50th person, Reality Stone, that is for you. Good luck. I think in the future we're going to try to get away from this email contests and integrate some virtual chat bot something that can do it. So if you're listening to this on replay through the podcast world, Start watching the shows live because I think the only way to win soon is going to be live on the show from the viewing audience. Okay? Okay? All right, everybody. I think that's all I have for this fucking show. I don't know how long we went. I miss Caesar. Hope you guys are behaving yourself in the chat. Real quick, I'll shout out a plug for Caesar while he's gone. He came to me and asked if he could do like 50 packs of testers for free for the next 50 people to make a purchase of Dark Horse Genetics seeds on CBazaar Premium. So I think I'll make that start right now. If you buy a pack, I got to probably build it on the website or something like that. But if you buy a pack of Dark Horse Genetics right now for the next 50 people, any pack, any price, whatever, on premium, you're going to get a tester from TH Caesar, his FEMS, his Spritzer FEMS. So yeah, some of you guys are asking for FEMS in the chat. Caesar did a FEM release. It's going to go through testing first, obviously. But you can be one of the early testers if you want. So grab a pack and you'll get one. I'm not sure what they are. I think he's going to mix it all up. He's got a lot of them, but good luck. Shout out Caesar. Caesar is in New York City doing the Best of New York or Taste of New York, Cup of New York or something. Same that Hitman Dougie's putting on. But yeah, he's doing a judging. Caesar's judging. All right, everybody. I think my rant is over. I can't like bullshit anymore. I hope I didn't come off super negative. I'm not like glass half empty on all of this shit. I'm just trying to protect some people, I feel like, who think this is easy or think that it's a green rush or think that, like, weed sells itself. You just got to get in. If I could just get a license and get in, I'll be fine. It's way more than that, my friends. It's way more than that. And you have to be cunning. And you also have to be, like, a savage economist. Is that a word? Economist? There you go. A savage economist. To like predict where markets are going, where trends are going, where price points are going, where you need to be so you can remain profitable in a fucked up market that's continually fluctuating. So, but yeah, again, if it is your dream or your passion, come on in. I hope to see you. We need more of you. I need more people like you to come work alongside me in the industry so we can go tell Sir Chad Suits and Nancy Botwin dumbass bitches to go fuck themselves and we can kind of bring quality back to cannabis and, you know, price points up a little bit. And that's the thing. The dispensary buyers don't even know that the fucking wholesale growers are getting totally fucked right now. They have no idea because the price point never changed. Stays the same. It's the same in the dispensary as it ever was, which is fucking bullshit. So all you dispensary owners too, I'll say this. I know a lot of you motherfuckers listen to this show. I know this podcast plays in a lot of fucking warehouses all over Denver, Colorado, and plays in a lot of fucking dispensaries too, because you all told me. And if you're listening to this and you own a fucking dispensary, stop being a fucking asshole, cheap motherfucker. Pay for fucking quality cannabis, or all you're going to be left with is bullshit, shit, fucking cannabis from the same two or three dumb motherfuckers who can't grow fucking good weed anyway. So stop trying to get greedy and fucking make an extra $600-$800 a pound and fucking just pay a premium for fucking cannabis and sell it at the fucking Keystone markup and fucking everyone can eat, right? You don't have to be a fucking asshole. There's no reason for you to be a fucking asshole. All right, with that, I'm signing off. Sorry. Sorry, everybody. Dark Horse is a little bit spicy tonight. All right, everybody, that's the end of the fucking show. I'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Enjoy the soulful sounds. Stone Ninja. Peace, everybody. No sound. I'll sing it for you. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. Night, everybody.